your Sonicast.
And it ain't meant for kids.
Sana G, DC, and Lex Jones discuss a couple of topics that you didn't hear on the Sana G Morning Show.
This is the Sonicast. I'm Sana G.
DC is chilling.
Your player partner, G Biz.
And we have the one and only Oakland Mayor Libby Schaff in the building today.
It is great to be here with one of my town partners here.
You know, I like to represent a little bit. You know what I mean? I kind of say things about Oakland every now and then.
Every day. All day. But don't blow his head up anymore. We're already having an ego issue with that one right there. So don't give him too much attention.
Oh, stop.
So you're here to talk about these summer jobs you have going on for, you know, the youth out there.
Yeah, I'm here to share some good news.
Yeah.
We just got funding to put 300 young Oaklanders to work.
Wow.
If you know an Oakland resident between the ages of 16 and 24, so not just high school students, 16 to 24, we got 300 jobs where we can put you in. And these are cool jobs. Like, you like money? You like money? We got some jobs in the finance department.
Oh, wow.
You want to be the mayor of Oakland someday? Because of these jobs, I'm going to hire a paid intern in my office.
Huh. Oh,
wow. In fact, I don't want to put any pressure on you or anything, but I was just at KBLA. They're going to take one of these jobs, and they're going to have a paid intern at KBLA. I think KMEL could use a paid intern. What do you think?
Well, I think that D.C.'s going to be the mayor of Oakland one day, so I'm just going to let him handle all of that, and we'll just go from there.
If you just want to give us some cash to hire somebody, we could for sure use an intern around here. I'm not mad at that at all.
I can. In fact, if your business is interested in having a paid intern, again, we've got funding to pay at least minimum wage for 100 hours. You also can hit us up because we want adults who want to mentor our young people, expose them to interesting, different work, give them encouragement.
Absolutely.
That's what we want. Now, this is where you hit us up. youthjobs@oaklandnet.com. youthjobs@oaklandnet.com.
So this is for business owners across Oakland in general. Like if you have something that you can, you know, be able to give to youth in regards to kind of letting them know how to build a business or run a business day to day or any of that, they can hit you up and then say, hey, we need to get these hours, and then apply those to whatever business that is.
Absolutely. But it's also if you are a young person between the ages of 16 or to 24, or if you are an auntie or a mom and you want someone off your couch. I'm a mom, so I know something about that.
Right.
That is also the email to use if you are looking for a job. Now, if you don't want to use email, you want to just walk in the door. Our partners that are actually hiring on the spot, YEP at the corner of 23rd and International.
Nice.
Youth Uprising right next to Castlemont High School. Yep. The Unity Council, 1900 Fruitvale. Or Lau Family Development, and they are at 1551 23rd Avenue. You can just walk into any of those places. They will talk to you about what are your interests, what kind of job do you want, because we've got 300 jobs, young people. And I want to put a special shout out. We know some young people have, you know, made maybe some bad decisions, and they've got something in their record that sometimes makes it discouraging to look for a job.
Right.
We want you especially.
Yeah.
We actually have employers who specifically have requested a justice-involved youth. They really want to give young people a second chance and give them some extra special support. YEP just got a $1 million grant to put justice-involved youth to work. So we especially want you, okay? Do not be discouraged. Send us that email at youthjobs@oaklandnet.com or walk into any of those fine organizations I just talked about, YEP, Youth Uprising, great organizations in Oakland.
So this isn't a situation where we're just saying, hey, if you're one of those kids who has, you know, honor roll this or that, or already knows.
It's everybody.
Already knows, like, yo, this, like, you're pretty much saying, hey, if you have two legs and two hands, or if you don't, but you can work, then, you know, definitely come out and try to get a job.
Yeah, let's be real. Like, you know, that first job, a lot of people get their first job hook up through a relative, but, you know, not everybody's got that luxury. So we need people who love being around young people, want to expose them to different life opportunities, and just want to be an encouraging voice in their lives. We need you to provide opportunities, but we already have a bunch of opportunities waiting to be filled. If you're a young person, show up, tell us about what you're interested in. We've got jobs in healthcare, in construction, and some of these jobs, these are, you know, 100 hours summer jobs, but some of these turn into permanent jobs. A lot of these end up being permanent situations, particularly for our older youth. And the economy is growing right now in Oakland. There are a lot of opportunities. So check it out.
I got to ask you this, because you've, you know, been our mayor for a couple of years now going into
2.5.
Yeah. So what's been the hardest part of your role in Oakland?
Ooh, you're just taking me from my happy place all the way right down. Woo,
just go
bam,
jump right into
bam.
That.
We said what you see. You came and said what you wanted to say, and now I want to hear. You know, that's beautiful. Absolutely, the program that's going on. But also, we have a couple questions while we actually have the opportunity to have you here.
That's all good. That's all good. You know, the hardest part of being the mayor of Oakland is that it is your job to hold the pain and grief of your community.
Yeah.
And when young people are the victims of violence in this city. When we lose 36 bright lives in an event like the Ghost Ship Fire, to hold that grief is very hard. And to drive by homeless encampments, it is unacceptable that a region that is as wealthy and as resourced and as creative as ours allows people to live in such undignified conditions. And that is something I'm very passionate about, because I know that we've got the resources to fix this. It's hard. It's complicated. It's not just about housing. It's not just about money.
Right.
There are a lot of struggles people have. There's a lot of trauma out there. But I don't think it is good for us to walk by.
Yeah.
We talked a bit on the show about the fact that Oakland was setting aside money to possibly buy some buildings, you know, for those folks
for
whatnot. Is that looking like it's something that's actually going to be coming to fruition sometime soon?
Absolutely. I put forward a budget that had $185 million over the next 2 years to address the full range of both preventing and addressing homelessness. And that is everything from ramping up our renter protections and making sure people know their rights so they don't lose their housing to begin with, because I do not want Oaklanders displaced. I am born and raised in this city. People who are from the town deserve to stay in the town. But then we also have put aside $14 million to stand up another navigation center. And these navigation centers are the most successful way of moving people off the streets, getting them in safe housing, and then helping address the issues that may have gotten them homeless in the first place. We do have a lot of addiction, a lot of mental health issues, a lot of physical disabilities. People are suffering, but we need to get them safely housed before we can successfully address those things. Oakland has something like this called the Henry Robinson House. We have been able to send more than 80% of the people who come to the Henry Robinson House are still permanently housed. It is super successful. This $14 million will allow us to serve twice as many people. Right now, we're doing 300 a year. This could allow us to serve at least 600 a year, get them into permanent, stable, supportive housing.
Now, Libby, I know you just talked about even displacement as it relates to families and where people can go about that. But what about like the code issues that might be going on with people that are dealing with like fires in their own businesses and in their homes? How do we like, what's going on with that?
Well, that's another thing that budget did. We, over the next 2 years, will be nearly tripling the number of fire prevention inspectors. Mm-hmm. So get your stuff together, because we're going to be checking
somebody
you
about
out.
To come holler at you.
That's yeah.
Right.
You know, and let me tell you, we're not just doing this around commercial buildings. We are also going to be really stepping up, and not just fire protection. We are going to start proactively inspecting rental buildings because we are concerned about lead paint that is poisoning our young people. Mm-hmm. We're concerned about mold and mildew and health issues. You know, our young people, too many of them are having asthma attacks. And there are things you can do in your home that will make it more safe. And that's the kind of thing that we want to proactively deliver, because the old system, it was complaint based. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're worried about losing your housing right now in Oakland. It is scary out there. People aren't going to complain to their government. So we need to come and be proactive and work cooperatively with property owners and fix these places up so that they are healthy and safe and secure.
You have the and I was at the I was at the Bay Area Black Journalists Association event that you were at.
Yes.
Over on, what was it, Broadway?
Yeah. It used to be Shashamane.
Yeah,
it's a different place now.
Yeah,
right?
24th Street Tap Room, I think, is the name of the place. I was over there, and what I appreciated about that event was that you were, like, super candid, you know, and even said to a degree maybe you were being a little, you know, putting a little bit too much out there. But I noticed that you have the Mobile Mayor program right now, and I think what's really important is that you have an opportunity to talk about that so that people can kind of really come out and have conversations with you that speak to that.
Yeah. Oh, this is really fun. We are just rolling out the mayor's office in, you know, my dirty minivan. And someone even graffitied on my dirty window. Yeah, I got I got dirty socks in the back seat right now.
Me too.
But, you know, last Saturday we were right in front of Lena's Soul Food. And if you have not eaten there, OMG. Yeah, it's really
smothered
good.
Chicken is the truth.
Oh, I did not. I had the beef links. Oh, anyway, we were in front of Lena's Soul Food right on High Street between Bancroft and International. We had 60 people come show up, sit down with their mayor, you know, touch my hand, ask their questions, hear what their city is doing about their concerns. And then we had all sorts of city staff on hand, lots of resources, and people learned a lot. A lot of people don't know Oakland has rent control. A lot of people don't know Oakland has just cause eviction protection. Mm-hmm. It is so important if people want to stay housed that they know what their rights are and they know where they can get free help to defend those rights. I heard a lot that day about concerns about the homelessness, about the illegal dumping and the trash that is coming with some of these encampments. Mm-hmm. That's part of what we also are addressing. That budget actually has garbage service and porta potties for some of the bigger encampments while we are working to get those people permanently housed. I love this city, man. I am born and raised here, and I love just rolling up into neighborhoods, putting up a little shade thing, you know, in the parking lot. We were right in the parking lot at Lena's, man. It was, and we had a little table we put out, and people lined up, and they wanted to meet their mayor, and it's great to come out to their neighborhood, not just expect people to walk up the big marble staircase in City Hall. It's a little intimidating.
I know you probably have to go, but I can't let you go without talking about it. And both of these guys, I think, have been holding their tongues this whole time because I know when you're out and about, prepare yourself. I know a lot of people are probably going to be coming up to you while you're doing this mobile mayor thing and saying, Libby, what happened to the Raiders, though?
I knew it. Yeah, well, I was at Lena's on Saturday, and some guy, like, drives by in his truck, and I can't repeat on the radio.
Well, this is a podcast, so you can say it if you want
Yikes.
To. There's no censoring on this.
Fuck you, bitch! Yes! Fuck you, bitch! What'd you do with my radar? Oh,
so
good.
Hard
oh,
to deal
good.
With.
That was very freeing.
Let
Thank
it
you.
Out. Let it out.
That's Oakland, baby.
Straight up. Straight up.
One of the hardest things you probably had to watch happen, though, because, you know, the fans. Are you a fan of the radio?
God, I am born and raised. You know, I always talk about, you know, 1981, my mom letting me cut school. I was at Skyline then, and letting me cut school that day to go down to watch the Super Bowl victory parade. Mm. And that was when the Raiders left us the first time for L.A. But they, you know, had just won that Super Bowl against Philadelphia Eagles. I remember John Matuszak climbing up a street light in the middle of Broadway. Crazy man. No, I grew up with this team. Right. And Oakland's identity and the Raiders' identity are interlinked. I just don't even understand how you can rip those two things apart.
Right.
It's just not right. It will hurt both our bodies to be torn apart. But I can tell you, I just put my heart and soul into keeping that team, but keeping them on terms that I thought were responsible. These people are billionaires, not millionaires, billionaires.
Right.
And for them to expect a little town like Oakland to be kicking in public dollars that otherwise could be spent on homelessness, on housing, on safety, on summer jobs for our kids.
Right.
That's just not right. And I drew that line. I was very clear about it. But Ronnie Lott came around.
Right.
We put together private financing to build them the stadium they wanted. They chose Las Vegas. And, you know, like the book says, he's just not that into you. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
And so, it breaks my heart.
Yeah.
I am bitter.
Right.
I am sad. But I also feel very good about the fight that we put up,
right,
and that we did it with good values.
Right. And that there's a commitment from our green and gold that are saying that they absolutely are trying to make something happen. So that's great,
too. They are. And that is real. And even the Warriors, Golden State Warriors, I know they are building their new arena across the bay. But they are still our team.
Yeah.
They are still the role models for our young people. And they are such great role models. But what they contribute to our community in Oakland, that will not change. And that is their word. I trust that word. Mm. And, you know, I like riding in parades. Do you see me? Do you see me with hammer on my fire breathing snail?
I saw you riding a snail down.
Yeah.
We were actually doing a live broadcast at Era on Grand and Broadway.
Oh.
We did that out there. So we saw you roll by when you hit the corner there on Grand and Broadway.
Oh, yeah. My whole staff was there drinking after that parade.
True story. Upstairs. Yeah.
I did see the flames you and Hammer was putting out when y'all was rolling. For real, it was on fire, literally.
It was. In fact, that breeze kind of came up, and I thought I lost my eyebrows there for a second.
Yeah, drum on tight.
Now, Libby, I am a Raiders season ticket holder. I know they leaving, but is there any way we can just say right now that you're going to have them at least locked in until they leave in 2019? Is that still up in the air?
So, listen, I do not sit on the authority that negotiates the leases.
Okay.
So you can talk to other people about that.
You've done what you could do.
Right. I am in my mourning period. I really am. Mm. I just put a lot of energy into that. I'm very disappointed with the result. But, you know, how can Oakland compete with nearly $1 billion in public money from the state of Nevada?
That's what it all boils down to.
Yep.
That's what it all
it's about the money.
Not loyalty. Just where can we go make more? So it's unfortunate.
It's sad.
It is unfortunate. I'm glad that you put, you know, the issues that affect the community before worrying about an NFL team. And as sad as I am to say that for my Raider fans out there, our kids, these people who need our help out there, you know, even though you drive by them every day, you're like, whatever, get a job. They're still people and humans, and they need help and can't get it on their own. So.
That's right.
I mean, I think you did the right thing. It's sad for the Raider fans out there, but, you know, a little trip to Vegas is not a bad thing either.
That's right.
I'll be there.
Right. All right. Well, we appreciate you coming by again.
Well, thank you. And thanks for letting me share the good news about 300 more summer jobs.
That's amazing.
And particularly, again, Second Chance. We really want everyone. I just want to say, if there's one thing that keeps me motivated as a city of mayor, I love our young people. I do. I see so much brilliance, so much talent, so much potential in every young person in Oakland. And you asked me what the worst part of being mayor is. The best part about being mayor is see our young people see themselves how I see them.
Yeah.
And that is just great. And that's why I put so much love and passion into the Oakland Promise, which is about getting our kids through college. Mm-hmm. I put so much love and passion into getting our kids these jobs and internships so they have a reason to be continuing their education. And if not, you know, getting themselves into a great life-sustaining job. You've got talent out there, young people, and your city loves you.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It was amazing. The programs are dope. You're dope. I've never met you. I love that you cursed. Like, that was it. Like, where do I fill in the box? Libby says, fuck, I'm down. So it was just to talk to you. And I think you're doing great things out there in Oakland, although I know you go through it on a daily basis, girl.
Thank you. I do.
I know.
Yeah, I run a police department that has
Well, let's not. We don't have time for that conversation. Real talk, though. Thanks for rocking with the Sonicast. Myself, Sonic G, DC, Lex Jones, G-Biz, Oakland Mayors, Libby Shaft. If you have not done so already, you need to go ahead and subscribe to the Sonicast on that free iHeartRadio app. Just type it in the search bar on iTunes. Also, you already got a podcast app on your phone. Go ahead and click that. Search Sonicast. You can go be with us every time we sit down and talk, all right? And rock with us Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. right there on KMEO. We'll holla.